Good morning, everyone. This is Jimmy. 欢迎来到随时练英语。都说有钱能使鬼推磨呀，英语中也有对应的说法叫 money talks。这钱啊，他自己都会说话，但又不得不说。哎，你说说了吧，这谈钱又伤感情啊。但对于我们普通人来说，不谈钱那是万万不能的。钱这东西啊，它是生不带来，死不带走，因为我根本就没钱啊。那对于钱这个话题呢，摩尔教授也说了。钱无法替代温情，金钱和权力都无法给予你这份感情，不管你拥有多少财富或者是权势。关于钱的话题，我们来看一下今天的内容。Do the kind of things that come from the heart. When you do, you won't be dissatisfied. You won't be envious. You won't be longing for someone else's things. On the contrary, you'll be overwhelmed with what comes back.Do the things that come from the heart. When you do, you won't be dissatisfied. You won't be envious. You won't be longing for someone else's things. On the contrary, you'll be overwhelmed with what comes back. 莫瑞教授，一个大限将至的人，在他临死之前说的这些话都是肺腑之言，我觉得到现在为止都是非常有借鉴意义的。他劝告大家，做什么事情都要做发自内心的事情 ，come from the heart， 来自内心的。只有当你这样做了之后，你才不会感到不满意、不开心 ，you won't be dissatisfied， 也不会去羡慕他人、嫉妒他人 ，you won't be envious。同时呢，也不会计较别人的所得、别人的回报 ，you won't be longing for someone else's things。那么你就不会有这些烦恼，不会有这些幻视。那如果说你做事不走心，看别人做什么我也做什么，你看这个项目赚钱，看别人做起来很轻松，哎，我也想去试一试，想去做一做，结果做下来差强人意，或者说是根本连本都没有收回来，那么这个时候肯定就伴随着一系列的嫉妒，一系列的不满，一系列的失望，那么这个时候人必定会患得患失， You'll be overwhelmed with what comes back. Alright, 那我们先来看一下语音部分。Do the kinds of things, kinds of, 简单的连起来 kinds of things that come from the heart. When you do, you won't be dissatisfied. Dissatisfied, 中间两个 S 只读一个 dissatisfied. You won't be envious. You won't be longing for somebody else's, 两个元音连起来的时候中间加一个 ye 的音 somebody else's things. On the contrary, you'll be overwhelmed with what comes back. On the contrary, you'll be overwhelmed with what comes back. 今天这段很短啊，没有什么连读。我们再来看一下今天的重点词汇。The first one, dissatisfied. 这个词呢，就是前面加上 dis 这个否定前缀，变成了不满的。那么满意的就是 satisfied.对什么不满就是 be dissatisfied with something. The second one, envious. Envious, 这个词呢来源于它的动词 envy, E-N-V-Y. For example, we often say, I envy you. 哎呀，我好羡慕你，好嫉妒你啊。Envy, envious, 形容词。我的愿望就是让大家能够有一天不用再听我们的节目而又自信流利地表达英语。How envious. 再来看一下今天的重点短语。Number one, long for.Long 在这里做动词 long for. So if you're long for something, meaning you want something very, very much, you just want it desperately, eagerly, 非常的渴望想做某事。For example, she longed for the chance to speak to him in private. Long for 后面我们可以加上一个名词 long for the chance, 非常渴望有一个机会能够 to speak to him, 能够跟他交流 in private, 在私下里面能够交流 in private, 固定短语。Number two, on the contrary, 或者是 quite the contrary. 与此相反，一般表示跟事实恰好是相反的。So it's the opposite of the previous statement. 我们来看一个例子。It wasn't a good thing. On the contrary, it was a huge mistake. Good thing 就表示好事。Wasn't a good thing 就不是好事。恰恰相反 ,on the contrary, it was a huge mistake. 就等于 big mistake, 重大的错误。Number three, overwhelm, 是震惊，是惊慌失措。To surprise somebody very much that they don't know what to do. Overwhelm 这个短语呢，一般用作被动语态。We can also say be overwhelmed by or be overwhelmed with something. Now let me give an example. We were overwhelmed by the sheer size of the place. Sheer means complete, 完整的、彻底的。Sheer size, size 表示尺寸、大小。Sheer size of the place 就可以表示一个地方的宏伟，非常大的一个规模。So we were overwhelmed by the sheer size, 被这个地方宏伟的规模所震惊了。Overwhelmed. Okay, and that's it for the phrases. Now let's recap, 复习一下。Do the kind of things that come from the heart. When you do, you won't be dissatisfied. You won't be envious. You won't be longing for somebody else's things. On the contrary, you'll be overwhelmed with what comes back. Do the kind of things that come from the heart. When you do, you won't be dissatisfied. You won't be envious. You won't be longing for somebody else's things. On the contrary, you'll be overwhelmed with what comes back. Okay, and that's it for the words and phrases. But before we go, I'd like to give you a little bit of a task. Don't be afraid, it's very easy, I promise you. 学以致用，请大家用英语去表达这个句子。同时呢，大家还可以在我们的评论区进行评论，来分享你的答案。Alright, and that's all for today, and I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye, everyone.